Yeah, I mean, there's always areas to improve. You can be more accurate. You can, you know, make better plays. And, you know, but I thought it was just fun. And we executed well. And guys got out there. Some young guys who've never played got there and did well. And, you know, the stage wasn't too big for them. So that was fun to play with.
Did you have your best camp since you were been at Oregon, do you think?
I would say it's probably my most enjoyable camp. I don't know if it was the best. You know, coming back to quarterback, it's just different. It's hard to compare to that. But definitely most enjoyable is my senior year, just kind of enjoying it. And every day I just go, hey, you know, it's a great day. And just having fun.
Did you go into it with a lot of confidence because of your experience, though? It seemed like you were very relaxed and comfortable with that competition.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was telling Braxton, too, before the game, you know, it's nothing I've been through.
Yeah.
So if he gets a chance to get in there, have fun, and you know, just be ready to play. And that's the same way I took this camp. You know, it's competition's competition. It's fun, and let's just go have fun and play some football.
How much has Braxton improved since this game?
Oh, significantly. You know, he came in as a true freshman, you know, big eyes and kind of, you know, a little bit timid, you know, not trusting his ability. And now he's at the point where he is and he's playing great. And not like he had a bad spring, but you can just see his comfort level, you know, has increased and he's just enjoying.
Was he itching to get into the game on Saturday?
I'm sure, you know, especially your first time in Autzen as a player, I'm sure he wanted to be out there. But he knows that, you know, there's kind of a way to do things. And, you know, if we don't need to play him right now, we don't need to play him. And, you know, we'll go from there.
What did you see from Justin and the offense? Just obviously they scored 77 points, but the balance that they had.
Yeah. You know, anytime you put up those type of numbers, is offense did a great job. It's also a testament to the defense. You know, you got to have the ball to score that much time. But, you know, Justin's as composed as ever and that as accurate. And, you know, they look like they're having fun out there and they're executing. And that's what we need to do each week, and we'll come out on top.
So in the spring, you're basically not even fourth or fifth. I mean, you're not even. And now you're one step away from, you know, leading this team. How do you, is there a word to describe that? Is it surreal or what would you?
You know, I'd say that's all outside noise. You know, I was ready, whether I was fourth or fifth or second, or, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm going to prepare no matter what, whether I'm playing receiver or quarterback or, you know, right guard. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be ready. So when, you know, when my time was called, which it was, you know, even those late mop-up minutes, I was still ready.
Even though you weren't really playing quarterback in the spring and they put in a new offense, you were still, it wasn't that hard to pick up. Is that what you're saying?
You know, it's complex. It's got its own complexities. But you know, I still have that quarterback mindset, and it's, you can't turn that off. So I learned it as a quarterback. I just learned it as a quarterback playing receiver. So the transition back was very simple.
Justin said the only time he's ever scored 77 points was probably in basketball. Have you ever put up 77 in
basketball? I don't know. I know I didn't put it up in basketball probably, but you know, when you're 9 feet tall and as athletic as Justin, I'm sure you can do that anytime you want.
Is it kind of surreal as a kid that grew up here that the top two quarterbacks, at least in the first game, are Sheldon High School guys?
Yeah, that's pretty surreal. And you know, not something I would have imagined being in high school. I'm thinking about that. It's just the odds of that happening is very slim. But that's not due to, you know, lack of talent. We all know that we're talented. So it's comforting, you know. It's fun to see, hey, we have the same mindset. We know where we came from. And to be both, you know, hometown kids is very fun.
For the guys that were on the team last year, I know it's new coaches, new quarterbacks, all that, but is there a special motivation what happened in Nebraska last year to be at them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you play a decent game and you know you should have won, leaving there with a loss is heartbreaking, but also puts a little chip on your shoulder, especially when you know you get a second crack at them. So yeah, we're definitely gonna come out with, you know, all weapons go and ready to take them on.
They have a new defensive coordinator. I know you guys are just gonna practice for the first time today out in Florence, but what do you know about Nebraska's defense?
You know, they're hard-hitting athletic kids, you know, a little bit farm boy. So, you know we gotta execute. And their offense is solid. You always got to pay respect to the opponent's offense because, You know, that's as big of a factor. So we know they're going to be good. They're going to, you know, they're not going to give us anything. And even though they know that they beat us last year, you know, they got to come out and try and do it again. So they're going to give us their best.
You're a Eugene native. You know, you've been here your whole life. What, have you ever seen conditions as bad as they are right
now?
No,
this
Thanks,
is,
Taylor.
You're welcome. This is crazy. I've never experienced this. Especially to this extent, you know, where we have to go to Florence to practice. It's horrible that, you know, half the state's in flames.
Can you go again through why you came here, knowing that you had a lot of talented quarterbacks ahead of you? Why did you do that other than going somewhere else?
You know.
And where could you have gone?
So growing up, 8 minutes away, you know, you come to games like this, you know, this is what we want to be someday, and to get that opportunity was a no-brainer.
Did the coaching staff reach out to you?
Yeah, the recruiting staff did, for a preferred walk-on, and so as soon as they elaborated on what that meant, I was like, yeah, this is, like I said, no-brainer, I'll for sure come here. I had the same position offer up at Washington State, and then D3 positions, but so nothing huge, nothing crazy. But it's not something I was pursuing out of high school. Just kind of came to my doorstep and, you know, I seized the opportunity.
If you were to name 5-10 years from now up to this point, a highlight, was it Colorado game? I'm trying to remember which game. And then you had a long run against somebody. What were a couple of your biggest highlights so far?
You know, I'd personally, I mean, I got to put the national championship up there.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, you grow up watching that game. And to be in it and to warm up in it is, you know, crazy. And then I was a holder in that game, you know, which isn't super significant. But to be on the field and actually participate was very neat. And then, yeah, some of those highlights of just plays of running the long touchdown against Georgia State or throwing the pass to Jalen against Colorado.
Pointer at the Rose Bowl, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You could say some of those. So
touchdown run a couple days ago.
Yeah, you could say that too. Yeah, they've all been fun experiences.